Hello, everybody. Monday, July 4th, 2022. Welcome to another week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. If you're brand new, welcome. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. Whether you've been around for a while or if you're brand new, if you haven't done this, you need to do it. Before you continue watching this video, every Monday, I attach another video to the day entitled New to Linchpin, Watch This First. And you really do need to watch that first because it gives you the backstory and all the critical information to fully benefit from everything I say in these videos every day. What's the difference between prescribed, scaled, and the wildcard option? What's the super fitness robot time? Why is there a not for time workout every now and then? Do I have to do the accessory work? All kinds of good stuff. You know, what's the gear for the limited equipment option? What does the limited equipment option even mean? So watch that other video and then come on back here. So here we go. Ooh, what a great day today. I think people are going to be happy. Going heavy with the power clean, an EMOM, 30-minute EMOM of one power clean. So every minute on the minute for 30 minutes, you do one power clean, as heavy as you can safely go. If you're unfamiliar with this protocol, the EMOM protocol, basically you warm up and then you start a clock. And, you know, 3, 2, 1, go, clock beeps, seconds start counting up. You do one power clean. Let's say that takes you 4 seconds. You don't do anything for the remainder of the minute. You rest the 56 seconds that remain in that minute. When the clock ticks to the next minute, you do one power clean. Takes you another 4 seconds. You rest 56 seconds. When the next minute ticks, you do one power clean. And so that's, you play this game, every minute on the minute, you do one power clean for 30 minutes. So there's a built-in work-to-rest ratio, and people really seem to enjoy the EMOM-style lifting. So power clean should be a blast. The last time we did this exact workout was on March 22nd, 2022. If you want to go back into the BTWB app, check the notes section, what did you use for loading, how did you feel, all that good stuff. Every day that we post a heavy day, there's another video that, again, you only need to watch it once, but it covers, it's entitled How to Approach Heavy Days, covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, and more. Very useful, beneficial video. It's Linchpin Conversations number 113. I have attached it as a video, but you can find it in podcast format also if you would benefit more from that. Got a video showing the power clean. Super Fitness Robot would be holding 85% or higher of your one rep max across all sets today. More likely is 70% or higher across all sets. The wild card option today could be fun for some folks. Every minute on the minute for 30 minutes, one hang power clean. We've got a video showing that movement there. Scaled option is the same as the workout of the day. EMOM 30 minutes, one power clean. That's because scaling a day like today is relatively easy. And what I mean by that is you can just keep lowering down the loading to darn near anybody could do today's workout. Just put a PVC pipe in their hand, put a broom handle in their hand, put an empty barbell in their hand. And wherever you are in your fitness journey, you can lower it down to whatever's safe and appropriate. Everybody should be doing something safe, obviously. And then just make it a technique day. And that's great. So scaled option is the same as the workout of the day. Limited equipment option. Just with their trusty dumbbells. Not for time, 100 dumbbell power cleans. Pair of 50s for men, pair of 35s for women. Got a video showing the dumbbell power clean, and again, it's not for time, but Super Fitness Robot would be 5 minutes or less, and more likely could drift upwards of 15 minutes, just depends upon how capable you are with those dumbbells. And again, it's not for time. The no equipment workout, not for time, every 1 minute for 30 minutes, so EMOM 30 minutes, you'll do 3 standing broad jumps. So that's a 30-minute workout. Every minute on the minute, 3 standing broad jumps, far as you can go. So again, just good explosive posterior chain and hip opening, not entirely dissimilar from what we'll actually be doing with the barbell, so it replicates that stimulus. Once that 30-minute workout ends, go ahead and do a 2 to 5 minute plank hold. We've got a video showing the plank hold. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Here's an either or, either barbell glute bridges or linchpin complex number 9. Maybe you didn't get enough lifting in, right? Linchpin complex number 9 is for load. You choose the load. You do 7 power cleans. And then once you've done 7 power cleans, you have the barbell in the front rack position. You'll do 7 push jerks or split jerks. That's considered one complete complex. So you would do the complex 2 to 3 times. Your choice, resting a couple minutes between each, doesn't need to be unbroken. So again, if you are doing the optional accessory work, you would either do barbell glute bridges or linchpin complex number 9. Then the other part of the optional accessory work is for the midline. Landmine twists, some rotational gut work, got a video there, or the planche progression. Planches are tough, but you just watch the video, and as it says, you could spend 5 to 10 minutes just working at whatever part in that planche progression is where you are, and there'll be plenty of benefit there. Cool down stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the glute stretch, foam roller for the back and lats, and the trap stretch with a lacrosse ball. And we end the day with the same few lines that end each day's training. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And with that, I will see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.